Welcome, everybody. Shir number 1141, getting back to our Hilchos Brachos. Okay, we are in the middle of Shinoi Makom, the halachas of Shinoi Makom, and I mentioned in the past we're trying to go in conjunction with the writing that we do also. Like this, we have sort of like, you know, two different angles. We see the writing and we see the we see the shir. So this is basically from shir number 293 in the writing. Okay, so be it as it may, it's two different numbers. I don't want to mix everybody up. But be it as it may, in reference to wine or grape juice, what's the story? Somebody sits down, they drink some wine, they drink some grape juice, right? So now they have to run out. So one is drinking wine, they drink grape juice. And then not during a meal, there's no washing going on. Whatever, they sit down to drink some grape juice. Okay, fine. So now the question is, now they run out. They want to have to run out for a few minutes, and it's a real shinoi makom, right? It's they got to go whatever a short while and be back 5-10 minutes, whatever the case is. And now when they come back, what's the story? They come back inside and they still want us to continue drinking the grape juice or continue drinking the wine, right? So what are we gonna say over here? Do they make a new bracha? Do they not make a new bracha? Is it like coffee, right? Is it the same like soda or something along those lines? So the mice, they don't bring it down too much. I didn't see too many Sfarim talk about it. Sefer Hilchos Brachos brings it down a little bit. Sefer Yetzer Halachos. And the mice, the bottom line is how they bring it down. It's a little bit along the lines of Shivas Aminim, because in fact it's from grapes, obviously. It runs parallel sort of along those lines. That's how it's mashma from them. And the Lamaisa, they say that that if one drank less than a revius, right? In general, for a drink, we said the person has to drink at least a revius to establish the two gulps, the amount of time it takes to drink two gulps with one small pause, right? Or b'di'evid up to b'chtei achilas pras, which is up to 4 minutes. But the amount, that's as far as how fast it has to be. But the amount has to be a revius, which again is roughly 3 ounces, roughly. It's not 100%, but roughly around 3 ounces, right? So once you drink that, even in anything else, in other words, even by a coffee, even by whatever the case is, orange juice, you know, water, you have to be thirsty for that, but then you have to make a burn of fashas. By wine or grape juice, we make it al hagefen, right? But over here, so by coffee or by soda or by orange juice, all the other drinks, it's not going to help you. In fact, you'll say, well, I drank a revius, I drank 3 ounces, I drank 5 ounces in two gulps, whatever. It's still not going to help you for shina makam. You'll have to make a burn of fashais, but it's not going to help you for shina makam, because when you go out, you come back, you never establish the place because it's a burn of fashais. But over here, we have al hagefen, and it's coming from grapes. So lemaisa, that's how they bring it down. That's how they bring it down. And as long as one drank if one left and then they return and they continue drinking, but they drank less than a revius, let's say they just took a sip, right? They took a little drop of grape juice or whatever the case is, or an ounce of grape juice or whatever the case is, or an ounce of wine. Now they come back, so they would have to make a new bracha. They never established a place. So it runs along the same lines as like a kezias of bread, the mazonos, right? If somebody just took a little bite of bread, a little tiny piece of a cookie, even though it's mazonos, even though it's hamoitzi, right? You'll say, one second, hamoitzi and mazonos, we don't make over the bracha if somebody has to run out. But if you did not eat a kezias, you never established a place, and therefore, when you come back, you would have to make a new hamoitzi, you would have to make a new mizonos. It's only whereby you ate a kezias b'chtei achilas pras under a 4 minute period, then you establish the place and you would not have to remake the bracha. So the same thing over here by the wine or the grape juice. You have to establish it with the shir, which is again a revius, right? In the time it takes to drink two gulps with one small sip, one small pause between. And we keep on saying, and we keep on reviewing this, that the b'di'evid up to 4 minutes, but up to b'chtei achilas pras 4 minutes, but we try and keep it to, you know, we want to try and cover all grounds. Okay. In other words, the two gulps with one small pause in between, which is l'chatchila, what's supposed to be done. Okay. So now assuming somebody drank the revius, good, I drank the revius and I drank it 1, 2, 3, 2 gulps, I drank more than the revius, I drank 5 ounces, whatever the case is, fine. And now I went out. of whatever the case is, the person had to run out. So now when they return to continue drinking the wine or the grape juice, so then they should not make over a new bracha. Just like by the Shiva Saminim, we saw it was a machloikis. So in case somebody had to run out, right, and they ate already a kazayas of grapes or whatever the case is, and now they come back, it is a machloikis in the machaber, and because of a suffic bracha, we do not remake the bracha. So the same thing over here by the wine. Once you drank at least revias, which again, roughly around 3 ounces. So then, and in that amount of time, like we just mentioned, so then one established a place again because of the machloikis, we would not remake the bracha. But we do, I just want to mention that lamaisa, all this is really b'di'evet. Lamaisa, it's all b'di'evet that l'chatchila, just like by the Shivas Aminim, right? L'chatchila, if one is drinking wine or grape juice, and they have to run out, they should definitely make the al hageffen before they leave. Again, in conjunction with that, they drank the shir. We're talking about where they drank the shir. I drank the right amount. Fine. So before you leave, make your al hageffen, and that's it. When you come back, whatever it is, you're coming back in 10 minutes, whatever it is, you're coming back. So you'll start again. You'll make a new bracha, whatever the case is, you know. Well, you won't make them, you won't continue to drink, whatever the case is, but make your al hagefen. You're done, you drank the amount. Before you leave, make your al hagefen because of the various different, issues, obviously, that could come up, and the machloikis and all that. One should be careful to make the al hagefen before leaving. Now, in conjunction with, like we said, if somebody, it's a sudden thing, all of a sudden the bus is beeping, you know, down the block, somebody calls me, your child is getting off the bus, if you're not there, you know, whatever, and I have to run around the corner, whatever, then it's a little bit longer period of time. I don't have a choice. I don't have time to make the Alei Geffen. Alei Geffen is a longer bracha than Ber Nefashis, obviously. So, and I'm coming back and I want to continue my grape juice, my wine. So then of course, b'di'evet, like we said, one would not remake the bracha because of suffic brachas. But as much as possible, one should try to make the al hagefen as long as, you know, they're able to. Thank you for listening. Atzlach and bracha, kol tov.